Idaho legislators have torpedoed Governor Butch Otter's proposed health care bill. Norm Gunning reports the measure would have expanded medical care to some of the state's poorest residents.
The governor's bill would have helped about 35,000 working Idahoans who earn too much to qualify for Medicaid, but too little to qualify for insurance subsidies. The Idaho House voted to send the measure back to committee rather than ask lawmakers to vote on its merits. The spokesman review reports Burley Republican Fred Wood, the House Health and Welfare Chair, claimed the measure was being pulled because it couldn't draw enough votes to pass, to which Boise Democrat Matt Erpelting responded, "How can we know the votes aren't there unless we take a vote?" Wood says the decision to drop the bill was made after consultation between the governor and House Speaker Scott Bedke. The coverage gap exists in Idaho because the state has failed to expand its Medicaid program under the Federal Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, which it could have done largely at federal expense. Political observers say the legislature has not approved the expansion because of Republican legislators' dislike of Obamacare. The motion to spike the bill passed 53-15, with every House Democrat and four House Republicans voting no. For Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Norm Gunning.